Shockwave Radio.
Welcome back to the last podcast of the decade. I'm so sad, Hannah. We've been here for so long, and the run of the 2010s is over. But we have two very special guests here, Kyle and Ashlyn. They are going to be talking about the decade. Thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Has it been a good decade for you?
I mean, probably.
I feel like I've thrived.
It's like the one we really got to experience, because before that we were like infants. So.
We like to pretend we're 90 babies, but we're really not.
Yeah.
We're really not.
Are you both 98, 97?
Yeah, 98.
97.
Oh, I was 99. So
he's the youngster.
Yeah. So I'm like an old woman.
Okay. Yeah,
basically.
We need that.
Yeah.
The grandma.
Yeah. I'm trying to live in three centuries. So I think I have the best chance of all of us.
Probably.
So like 99 and then live in like 2000, whatever.
You're going to be 101.
I don't know if I want
maybe.
Like deep down, but it would be kind of cool.
Most people like to like kill out.
No, I was
going to
say,
70.
I do not want to die like.
Yeah.
You needing to take care of me. Like, that would just not be good.
Yeah. Well, speaking of deaths, we had a lot of celebrity deaths. This is a perfect transition point.
What a transition.
We had a lot of celebrity deaths in 2016. A lot of them.
That was, like, a really, year of, like,
yeah.
substantial.
Some deaths.
It was sad. It was, like, my heart couldn't take it anymore.
I feel that.
After the other.
Just to drop a few names, Debbie Reynolds, Carrie Fisher, Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah. Robin Williams, Muhammad Ali, all those people.
My mom was very affected by Prince.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
She loves purple.
That was like her time. Yeah. I don't know if she loves purple or not, but she does love Prince.
No, mine, the one that affected me the most was Carrie Fisher.
Yeah.
She loves Star Wars. I mean me.
I'm sure she does love Star Wars.
I talk about myself in third person.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's not weird.
Keep up,
cool.
People.
It is weird.
Yeah, well.
But also, Harambe.
Yes. That was another tragic death.
Mm-hmm. There's so much controversy behind that. Everyone had an opinion. No one knew what was going on, but everyone like had an opinion on that moment.
I would like to say I did not
have an opinion. Okay.
You just didn't care
that the gorilla was killed.
Not that. It was just
I was roasting you.
You're right.
I mean,
I wasn't educated enough to have an opinion. That's how I feel about everything. If I'm not educated on it, I should not have an opinion.
Which is probably a good idea.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Kyle, it seems like you did have
an opinion.
Was
this not when the person jumped in the thing and it attacked? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I really just feel like they knew that they shouldn't jump in a gorilla's habitat.
It was definitely a child.
Oh, wait. Okay, but regardless, if you're in a gorilla's habitat...
That's kind of the whole issue behind it.
That's true.
But
the gorilla is an
child.
Animal. They're not a human that's going to, like, make a decision. So, like, why are they having the literal death penalty for doing what they're, like, born to do? And I think that, like, whatever. Things happen. That was tragic. Like, don't kill the gorilla in the time being.
It's
kind of
like when your dog bites your neighbor.
Devil's advocate. It was a
whole
thing about, like, tiny child, huge gorilla.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
What can happen
maybe.
There in front of hundreds of people? Just, you know, devil's advocate there.
Wait,
I just don't think the gorilla was at a fault here.
Did the child die?
No.
Oh.
See, here we go.
Because they killed the gorilla.
Wait. This, I just, like, don't even know.
I just feel like there was, like, a good way to maybe, like, not make the gorilla, not have to go straight to death with the gorilla. You could have, like, done, like, a little stunt gun or something.
Yeah, I think that was definitely the controversy behind
right.
it.
Right, yeah.
Maybe giving a banana.
Exactly.
Lure him away with a banana.
That's it.
Why didn't they think of that?
The banana. That was the antidote.
Yeah, I see. I have no good transition from that to the next thing. But One Direction, that was all in this decade. It started like 2010.
Insane, actually.
Yeah, and then 2010 to 2015, their little run. And then now they're all solos.
They're like doing their own thing.
And I think we're thankful for that.
No, truly.
Because truly Harry Styles is thriving right now.
Watermelon Sugar.
Mm. Adore You.
I definitely
Fantastic.
Heard a Christmas song from Liam Payne recently, though, and did not
okay,
like it.
Okay, because he was... Mm-hmm.
It was not...
Bless his heart.
Not
He's just
good.
Not ready.
Yeah.
Harry was the supreme here. And so we're glad that One Direction, you know, made that happen.
We needed Harry to, like, be exalted.
Exactly.
Also, not a huge One Direction fan.
I wasn't either. In terms of,
like, boy bands and stuff like that. No, but I was never into it. But I had no idea that they came from X Factor.
Okay, yeah. I did not know that either.
I didn't know that
at all. Fifth Harmony.
I knew that one. Fifth Harmony. I knew that one.
Came from X Factor. Yeah, that was now, a big fan of that season.
Camila Cabello. She's...
Yes.
Mm. Did I say that right? Yeah.
She's Camila Cabello.
Her thing.
Just botched it all.
It's Camila Cabello?
Yeah, not exactly really, like
something
that.
Something like that.
Exactly like that.
I think that's how she says it.
You know who I'm talking about.
No. We know her.
The Shawn Mendes of it all.
Anyways. I can't wait for their breakup to happen.
I will say, though, I did sing That's What Makes You Beautiful more times than I would like to say, but I was not a One Directioner at all.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, like, I like them better
now. I was too busy
now.
Loving Taylor Swift to, like, have room in my heart for anything else. So.
I like them better now. I, like, go back and listen to their songs, and it was kind of really good. Like they're kind of like a rock band in
a
way.
But
it's kind of insane.
At the time, they were very portrayed as boy bands.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm not doing the posters on the wall thing
and all that
kind of stuff. So I never got into it.
Just being honest, though, like I got them and Big Time Rush confused a lot.
And the Naked Brothers Band.
And the Naked Brothers Band.
All of them really confused.
All the weird bands that we just like
from Disney Channel.
Yeah.
I feel like 5 Seconds of Summer. Is
that
like,
one too.
Them and One Direction were very similar.
Wait, yes.
I forgot about them. I feel like more for like 5 Seconds of Summer.
Oh yeah, no.
I forgot they existed.
But speaking of like Disney Channel, all the people just like.
Thank
Do you
goodness.
Think about 10 years ago, all those people that are just very prevalent now?
Like, honestly, y'all, Disney is just not what it used to be. Like,
it's
I watch it now sometimes, like, just being like, oh, what's on Disney? But no, it is just, their stars are not the same. Like, we got...
Oh, no, we had icons. We like, had, actually icons.
Like, people who are just, like, gonna live in infamy. Infamy? That's probably not the word.
That is the word.
Is the word?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
No, it's just, like... Demi Lovato, but like all these people do drugs now, so we love Disney, but they on drugs.
We have a lot of like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just remember Camp Rock and.
You know what?
Camp
the
Rock.
Jonas Brothers stayed on
and
track.
The hair, like, I'm
they
just
did not do drugs.
All the hair that was. Just so different now.
No, literally, like the Hannah Montana movie,
yes.
The Princess Protection Program with Selena
gosh,
and Demi.
I forgot about that one.
the Camp Rock.
Do y'all remember the drama between Demi and Selena and Miley?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Wait,
there was like,
Miley.
Well, there was like a thing where like Miley had her little best friend named Mandy and they had like a YouTube channel and then Demi and Selena made one too. And it was like, they were like making fun of each other and it was like big drama.
No.
I was very into it as a
I'm
little
sure you
like
were.
Middle
I definitely
schooler.
I don't remember that.
Yeah. No, it was a thing.
No.
I think they all actually hate each other. Like
also,
Miley.
Also, just like now.
Selena.
Ariana Grande.
Thank goodness.
I mean, that's not Disney. She was Nickelodeon.
Yeah,
but like,
Nickelodeon.
Wow, what a glow up.
Oh,
let's just talk about it for 35 minutes because I really can.
No, seriously, to go from the red hair, the like.
She had the high-pitched voice. Thing.
She was literally like just like a minor character on that show,
yes.
Which was crazy. She was,
but her voice was incredible compared to Victorious. Is that her name, Victorious?
Her name's.
What was the main
Victoria.
Character?
Victoria.
Victoria. Her voice was mediocre compared to Ariana's.
Well, that showed because now Victoria Justice
is just kind
probably
of
still on Disney Channel and Ariana is on a worldwide tour.
Victoria Justice
for
is
like
not
the sixth time
anything.
And has
but,
a Grammy. So.
Elizabeth Gillies is on things and so is her name Gillies or is it, I don't know.
Elizabeth Gillies, yeah.
Yeah, and her and Ariana are like BFFs still.
Mm-hmm.
But Ariana, tell us your thoughts on her decade.
I mean, it's just really great to see an icon born once again in this decade, you know? I think she really will be, like, here forever.
She's just so different now. She's and I feel like she kind of reminds me of Taylor Swift as far as, like, growing all the time.
With
to
her music.
To stay relevant, yeah.
Yeah, no. I think that is how you have to stay relevant.
Yeah.
You have to grow with, like, your audience.
Mm-hmm.
Or you die. Yeah. Fade away.
I mean, Taylor Swift coming from young country star.
Yeah, country to whatever she
now,
is now.
She's was the artist of the decade
legend.
Now.
Oh,
yeah,
it was well-deserved, let me tell you. Outsold everyone. I just love her with my whole literal heart, and I like cry sometimes when I think about it.
She drives me nuts, but.
Kyle loves Ariana. I love Taylor. It's
I think Taylor's just like a really rude woman, and that's just.
She's
a
just
hot,
not
a hot take.
Here's a hot take. She, well, literally, she had workers come to her home, and she made them cookies. Like, you don't have to do that. She makes sure she takes care of the people who take care of her. You
sounds
know?
Like you, Hannah.
That's yeah, what I was baker. Thinking. I was like, oh my goodness, Hannah.
They're
Weiss?
Both bakers.
Have you heard of her?
Like people.
Taylor Swift. This may be the only time ever.
No, just Taylor is actually a good person. People just love. No, she is such a good person. The Kim and Kanye of it all, fake, staged.
We'll see.
I just know it is. It'll come out later in life or in the documentary that's coming out in Netflix next year. But we will see all the tea.
Speaking of Netflix, that became a thing.
It's a lot different.
In this decade. It was okay, so it was actually started in 1997, which blew my mind when I was like learning about
the
decade.
Yeah, who knew about it then? No one.
It's older than I am.
It is. Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah, yes, it is.
We just talked about this.
Yeah, you're right.
It's the beginning. Come on.
Come on, sister.
Has it been that long?
Apparently.
Listen, the decade's wrapping
up. No, I remember getting like those CDs in the mail and like having... Like, knowing, like, this week we got this movie, next week we got this movie, and, like, sometimes my parents, like, would rent 24, like, the TV show, and watch it during the week, and then get the next season the next week. That's what they did. That was, like, their way of Netflix.
I was a youngin' at that time, and I would, like, go just add something random on it, and my mom would, like, get the movies in the mail and be really mad at me when it was not what she wanted.
Yeah.
Ooh, sure. Yeah.
It caused some drama, because you only get, like, two.
Yeah.
You only get two a week.
At a time.
Oh wow!
And like you, when you get another one, like you get another one when you send the other one back. I don't really know.
Interesting.
I'm probably because you can't like have too many discs.
Yeah.
But it was like they sent you two. If you sent one back, you got another one, and it just it was a
constant
cycle. And
like some shows were so popular, you had to get like on a waiting list.
Yikes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, like they started, they then moved into doing the internet,
yes,
you know, app or whatever you want to call it. And then in 2013, they started doing their own original series stuff, which is when they started getting awards for, like, House of Cards, different things like that. So that's when it became, like,
I
really
love
when it got
Netflix
really good.
Originals. Like, honestly. No,
me too.
They,
all
like,
the movies?
Yeah.
The Noah Centineo movies, all 12 of them?
Oh, my gosh.
Like, to All the Boys I Loved Before.
Let me
what
tell you.
The other ones?
To All the Boys I Loved Before and The Kissing Booth got me over the worst breakup of my life.
The Kissing Booth was probably one of the best movies I saw in, like, 18 or 19? I don't know.
It was 2018.
It was so good.
Me and my boyfriend had just broken up. I went home, cried, watched that movie, instantly better. Felt so good about myself. I said, I need a boy that looks like Noah.
Oh,
and
yikes.
Here we are today.
Setting impossible standards.
Thank you, Netflix.
I mean, honestly, Netflix, like, sparked an entire culture.
Oh, yeah.
Then Hulu and Amazon Prime.
Now
like,
it's just getting
Netflix
a little out of hand, honestly.
All the streaming services.
Oh, for sure.
It kind of stresses me out because I feel like for a while they had the edge where, like, it was the only one. They were the only people doing this. And now everyone has their own streaming services. So, like, we're going back to having a lot, like, paying a lot of money for streaming things.
Definitely.
Because like TV
it's still
was
cheaper
so expensive.
Than TV. It's still cheaper than TV. TV's like $300 a month, and I pay like maybe $30 a month for all my subscriptions.
But like I don't know. I just feel like eventually it'll be like you have Hulu, Disney, Netflix, then you have like your HBO and whatever else, and then you have 20 streaming apps,
true.
And they're all $10 a month.
So opinion, is Disney Plus worth getting among your other subscriptions?
Oh yes,
it's worth it if you have it free with Verizon. For
yeah,
that's true.
I have it through Verizon, but I will say the Mandalorian show. Oh, so good.
Baby
okay,
Yoda.
The High School Musical, the musical, the series is the best show I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so explain the Baby Yoda thing to me.
Yeah,
I would only know
the literally, my mind is so blown.
I would die for that little creature.
No, literally, it's so
okay,
cute.
But why?
It's so cute.
But
you don't understand.
It's literally the Mandalorian.
But I only know the memes. So, like, what is the point of this show?
It's just cute.
It's not just,
synopsis.
Like, a cute creature walking around all the time.
No, not at all. Actually, he, like, was in this, like, floating crib. And he's, like, 50. He's not a baby. He's 50.
But, like, to that creature, it's like being a baby.
Yeah.
Like, their age. They age.
Isn't that so crazy? He's the same age as Luke Skywalker.
Yeah. Also, know nothing about Star Wars.
Yeah.
Please
me
don't.
Either. I
it's not. It's not actually Baby Yoda. It's just a creature. It's like the same.
It's the same creature. It's not Yoda
actually.
At all.
It's like after Yoda dies. This series is like.
So it's not.
This series is like after the rebellion and stuff.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like in between the oldest trilogy and the newest trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have no idea what that means, but
okay.
Cool.
It's okay, Hannah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Just ignore Hannah. Listen to me.
Yeah, seriously,
nothing.
Listen to us. We love The Mandalorian.
Okay, but y'all don't watch High School Musical, the musical, the series?
Sorry, no.
You have, like, y'all.
I haven't even seen the third High School Musical.
It doesn't matter. How do you, okay, High School Musical, the musical, the series is a Disney Plus original. And what it is, it's really confusing to explain, but basically it's like the kids in the show go to the high school that High School Musical was filmed at. And they're all aware. They're like, oh, yeah, High School Musical was filmed at our, like, high school in wherever High School Musical was filmed. I think it's, like,
Arizona.
Something like that. and they put on the musical, High School Musical, at their high school. So, like, that's so the production like for the TV year. Show? So it's, like,
on the movie?
No, the music, because, like, High School Musical was turned into a musical.
Is it reality?
Kind of like
TV
Mean
show?
Girls, the musical's out now, and, like, Frozen, the musical.
Oh.
It's, like, High School Musical, the musical. It's, like, their production for the year. So they're all, like, auditioning to play Gabriella and Troy, and there's drama. And it's, like, a mixture between Glee and The Office.
You didn't answer my question. And it's incredible. Is it reality TV?
No.
Oh.
It's, like, a TV show. It's, like, Glee.
Oh, maybe.
So there's like original songs, but they also like redo like the other songs because they're performing them.
But let's be honest,
it's drama.
Glee didn't get the attention it deserved.
I've heard that.
That's true.
All I gotta say,
it was really good.
Glee has some of the better renditions of songs than the actual artist, and I'll leave that there.
Hot take.
Well, y'all should watch High School Musical, the musical of the series.
That is like the one thing Kyle wants us all to take away from this podcast.
When I tell y'all, I stay up every Friday like night waiting for it to come out, the next episode. I do. Mm. All my friends are obsessed right now.
Yikes. My dad's waiting for me to get home so I can watch The Mandalorian with him. So,
yeah. I just never saw Star Wars either, so I would be really confused.
But it's you don't have to know anything to watch this. Or you could, because you have Disney Plus. You could watch all the Star Wars.
Yeah, it's really good. The guy that wrote The Mandalorian is the same guy that produced Iron Man, Jon Favreau, and he also did a few other Marvel movies.
Wait, but isn't Star Wars Disney?
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, so he can
Marvel
just, like,
is also
Marvel's also Disney.
Disney.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That happened like a few years ago.
Yeah. But okay. I mean, he didn't sell his soul to Marvel. Actually, they probably make you,
you
do that.
They
honestly
make you do that. You can only like write for one thing.
No. Crossover is great.
You
could
not design an ad for Nike and design an ad for Adidas.
I don't know. I know that there was a guy that worked on both DC and Marvel movies. I don't remember who it was.
Interesting.
Keep your options open.
Marvel was a big thing this decade.
Oh, yeah. Like, they went from having, like, six people on screen to, like, so many superheroes.
Funny story. Did not watch any of the Avengers movies. Everyone was talking about the last one,
and you
Endgame.
You saw Endgame without anything else. You know, this is me in Endgame just bawling
me
my
too.
Eyes out. My eyes just streaming with tears because my heart was so broken.
So did you watch all of them?
Oh, yes.
I still haven't seen it.
Okay, did you watch all of the Avengers movies, or did you also watch all of
them? I've seen all of everything in order, too. Like, and I'll go back and watch it in order, like, holiday breaks. We, like, that's what we do. We, like, go home and we, like, research like what order should you watch this and like watch them in order.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're the same person.
I definitely last year like made a pact with a friend that we were going to watch all of them because I really enjoyed Endgame. Didn't happen. But
well, it's on Disney Plus. You should.
It's not the same if you didn't go through it though.
Yeah, like
you have to wait for years.
Like my childhood is Iron Man. Iron Man is my person. Like I watched him go from being this narcissistic person to this person who has a child. Like seeing him go from what like child does not make him. But like it's just to see him grow like that.
Yeah.
Ugh, your heart gets torn out of your chest.
I
this
cried.
This is so dramatic.
So many times.
That's how I feel.
I'm really laughing.
Like feel things so much with Marvel because
clearly,
I
didn't know you're such a big fan.
I didn't know you're such a big superhero fan.
I am. You know, having a brother kind of puts you at an advantage to getting those things.
I think that's why I miss so much.
Probably.
I just have four sisters. So, like, all Star Wars, all Lord of the Rings.
Oh. We were at, like, the midnight premiere of episode 3.
That was me
Star
for, like,
Wars.
Hunger Games, but not the Star
oh,
Wars.
Oh, I was also that way. The Hunger Games came out during this decade.
I think that was before.
The movies.
Honestly, was probably.
Really? I think it was 2008 to, like, 2010.
The movies?
Question mark.
We just don't know. Don't put that in there if it's not it.
Either way, Hunger Games are incredible.
The Hunger Games are incredible. Like, the last one just really.
Mockingjay.
Threw me for a loop.
Part 2.
Not even totally sure if I watched the last one.
Oh my goodness.
You're the worst. Why we're kicking you off?
And I don't have like Netflix, so we're just not.
Oh, we're just like the worst.
And I don't scroll through social media, so.
Well, we're the pop culture group.
Yeah, that's why we brought
really
them out.
That's why we're
this
here.
This is truly my favorite thing.
Really, but like pop culture, like the Instagram was launched in 2010. Yeah,
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, social media is brand new from decade to decade.
That's so weird. Which is
so crazy.
That's so weird to me. Like,
Instagram is just everything now.
I know. I feel like it's the main one. I feel like it's the elite. As like a seventh grader. Oh, seventh grade me. I'm glad she's deleted.
Okay, but also Instagram has come so far.
Also, just like
do you remember the beginning of Instagram?
And everything?
Instagram was so casual.
Before, like,
when I first had it.
When I first got it, I thought it was like just an editing app, and like you posted your pictures just to like your little.
Do you remember when everyone log. Got so mad when Instagram tried to copy Snapchat
with the stories?
Oh,
with,
yeah.
I was honestly kind of annoyed. I was like, annoyed. Just let Snapchat do their freaking thing.
I was like, I refuse to watch any stories on Instagram. This is so dumb.
But now it's just, like different. It.
Yeah.
And now it's just like a social media thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of them have.
All of them have stories.
I think the most annoying thing was that everybody was posting on their Instagram stories, had me on Snap.
Oh my goodness.
They put their Snapchat username. And I was like,
no, I forgot about that. If he has his username in his bio, good luck, Charlie.
Red flag.
Good luck, Charlie.
Oh my goodness.
Seriously. But then, like, Snapchat was a thing. Like, seriously, Snapchat, what is it?
No.
I feel like it's kind of seen its best days already.
Yeah. I didn't even re-download it.
I think I'm graduating in, like, 3 days. And in January, I start my job for life. Weird. Real world, I think I'm going to delete Snapchat.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, once I'm an adult. Like, when I see adults having Snapchat, I'm like, ew, who are you?
Oh, yikes.
Go away.
So, someone say, ew, who are you if I don't delete my Snapchat.
I will.
Okay, please do. Keep me accountable. Mm-hmm. With that, we also had Vine.
Yeah.
Vine death, yeah.
It Vine came and went all in one decade.
I was
tragic.
In love with all the people on Vine. Like, literally, I guess TikTok is kind of the same. I, like, scroll and I'm like, oh my gosh, you're
That's
so
my thing.
Like,
I'm so afraid of the future of TikTok.
Why?
Because, like, right now, it's so good. And do you remember Vine started out so good and then it turned into just, like,
trash
influencers making, like, sketches all the time? And, like,
like, those influencers, like, meeting up with other influencers.
Yeah, they would just, like, get together and, like, make fake Vines.
Influencers, like pretending to, like, date other influencers.
Or they would, like, you know, like, do, like, a prank video, but it was just, like, completely set up and planned.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, by the end of it, it was ruined. It needed to go. And I'm, like, afraid TikTok will do the same thing.
Vine influencers are always going to enter any social media platform.
Yeah, to, like, trend.
100%, yeah.
But I just hope that it's not.
But you know what's weird?
It's going to change.
It stays raw.
As we see.
You're right, and it will, and that's
will
so sad.
Come
and,
go.
And it'll just live on YouTube,
but
TikTok
you know,
compilations.
You know what's weird? Who's the one that's married and, like, has a child now that was famous?
Nash Greer.
Yeah, he has
y'all
a child.
Nash Greer?
A child.
Yes.
And now he has a full baby.
Yeah, like, and then Dim White Boy.
Oh my gosh, he had that cutest little video with his little sister.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dim White Boy is the ones that dance. Like, one of them's, like,
Is that Cole
LeBrant?
LeBrant?
Is it LeBrant?
LeBrant. I don't know.
LeBrant.
Cole and Savannah.
Savannah, like, they're married, have two kids right now, one on the way. Like, that's so crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, they're really
fine
cringy,
people,
but
they're just like us.
Hot take from Kyle.
They're cringy.
Cole and Savannah are very cringy. If you don't agree, come talk to me.
Not gonna lie.
They're horrible.
I'm not gonna lie. I completely agree.
No, I do too.
No, they're
just
so cringy. I can't stand.
People
also,
are
like,
so mad about their
I
philanthropy
have, like,
video.
Just, like, see their, like, I don't watch their videos at all, but, like, I see them on Twitter and stuff, and the way they hype up things is ridiculous. And, like, they lie all the time.
They're editing.
About, like, their, like, ugh. They're just very, like, clickbaity.
Yeah, they really are.
Just for views. And I'm like, you're, like, exploiting your kids for views. But,
like, did
okay,
you see
whatever.
The thing where she, like, paid people's rent and, like, recorded it and people were like,
I did
sis,
see that.
Like, don't post this. Like, don't post your good deeds. And we're like, my grandma always said, let other people speak for you when you do something good. That's all I gotta say.
Okay.
Speaking of Netflix, I was just thinking about the two. Like, they've gotten into, like, the horror film genre, and I feel like that's kind of, like, I don't know, maybe I'm totally off here. Like, horror films have actually started to get plots now, which I feel like
not just be
as much the case beforehand.
Like, except for,
like, they have messages and stuff now, like, in Bird Box, Get Out, like,
away.
All that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I will say.
Okay, but, like, what was the message of Bird Box? Maybe I just missed it.
It was, like,
there was, like, all kinds of hidden.
Hidden, yeah, okay.
Stuff.
It was like
about,
you,
like, society.
We, society, how we go around, like, just so blind to the, like,
basically.
Mental illness of everything.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now. Okay.
Yeah. So
I watched
crazy.
That on a plane one time.
Oh.
And I was just really confused.
I
was like, what am I watching?
Did you watch that on the wind in New York?
No. California.
Oh.
I watched Split last night. I'm terrified.
I still haven't seen it. I'm too freaked out.
What is?
Me too. I hate scary movies. I cannot handle it.
I watched it with a friend, and I made her like mute the really the terrifying. Because I'm fascinated with the psychology part of it. Yeah. But I can't. No, I can't.
I'm so scared of horror movies. I don't watch them.
I am scared of like someone coming like. What's the movie where it was like where they come and kill you, and they were at the trailer park and these people at the lake house and the people come
strangers
movies like that scare me where because it's like real life.
It like was like a family like went to a lake house and then like these like people like were living at the house too and like murdered all of them or something like
that. And like that scares me because that could actually happen. But like demons, that's not scary to me.
I'm such an empathetic movie watcher.
Oh, me too.
I could like not cry in real life at all, but
then I'm boohooing for
like,
a movie.
Like hearing someone scream or like something like that, oh no, I can't.
I just don't like it. It freaks me out. No. Get Out and Bird Box are probably my limit. That's as scary as it gets, and those aren't very scary.
I haven't even watched either one of those because I cannot.
They're not scary. Yeah, they're just intense. No, I am such a chicken. They're not that scary. They're just intense.
I can't control my dreams, and I dream very vividly.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
I definitely
went through a stint for like 2 weeks where I vividly had nightmares every single night. I was at Disney World of all places. I had a nightmare every single night.
That is a nightmare.
The happiest place on earth, and I had a nightmare every night. And I don't remember my dreams usually. And so having nightmares is scary. You have to like wake yourself up and be like, that's not real.
Did you ever see like I Am Legend?
That freaked me out.
I 100% back in the day. had nightmares about those dark seekers. No. I cannot.
I forgot about that movie.
No. No.
I feel like I watched that with my parents.
I'm like about to throw up.
I was gonna say.
I just got weird feelings.
Happier note, Lisa, royal weddings.
I remember waking up.
I'm pretty sure.
I think Kate Middleton.
No, I think that was in this one. Was that not
Kate
in 2010?
And yeah, Kate was
in 2010.
Yeah,
which is
Kate's
insane.
Royal wedding.
And Meghan.
Was
Meghan Markle. Yeah. Oh, which just is insane as well because she wasn't
like
a Hallmark
person.
Okay, there you go.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember waking up. I was in high school. I woke up at like 5 or 6 in the morning to watch the wedding.
That's
insane.
That
was such a big deal.
I was so excited.
It was like the Olympics almost, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
I
was
never.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I was never really into it, but I was interested that Meghan Markle is now a princess and she was just really like a Hallmark person or whatever else she was.
That just like makes me jealous. Maybe I need to like start Hallmark and maybe I'll become a princess.
She in Hallmark?
Yeah, she like was in movies, right?
Yeah, she was on TV. She was on a TV show. I don't know what.
I think she was like in a couple like Hallmark Christmas movies.
Yes, she was.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Which are about becoming like, princesses.
No,
yeah,
literally, she is a Hallmark movie, so that's funny.
Literally is a Hallmark movie. We love that for her.
Full circle.
No.
I love some Hallmark.
No. Yes. Me too. Catch me watching some Hallmark Christmas movies.
It's on all the time
in
my apartment.
No, literally. I have YouTube TV. We'll be watching that as soon as I get home tonight.
YouTube TV, another streaming service.
Oh, yeah, YouTube TV. Let me tell you,
YouTube TV
is incredible. You can literally
watch
anything.
Okay, but I don't have time to pay for that as well as everything else.
My dad, like, bought it for our whole family. Mm. We, like, share a plan. So that was nice of him to do that.
That is nice of him.
Because you get to share it with up to, like, 10 people.
Oh, well.
So that's, like, a lot.
Hop on that, Kyle.
She actually did log me into her account.
Actually, I did. He has my account, so don't even.
But still.
Don't sue me, YouTube TV.
Streaming services. There's
oh
too many.
Oh, my gosh. No. You know what's really silly? In 2013, everyone was learning the Cup song.
I still do the Cup song, y'all. Honestly,
I was at camp singing that Cup song, trying to impress my crush.
Did y'all not know that song before Pitch Perfect? Because that was definitely like,
yeah.
Growing up going to church camp, we always just sat around the table
and did the
and
cups.
Like, did it, and if you messed up, you were out.
But it didn't have
like
a song to
it. Like everyone started doing it from that movie.
Oh yeah,
yeah for sure. And it was like
me,
on the radio,
like trying to sing it in front of my crush. You know.
Oh my goodness, no.
Would your crush be impressed by that?
You never know. Boys love a girl who can sing sometimes.
Okay.
Not always, but, you know, not claiming I can sing, but, like.
Oh, yeah, I know. I mean. I go crazy for the Cup song.
If you have a crush on John David, just play the Cup song for him. Just perform it for me.
If you can't see it, but I just, like, winked at John David.
I'm uncomfortable. Me and Hannah are just like, okay, is it over?
Oh, well, yeah, that's about all the time we've got. It's been a wonderful decade. I'm glad you were able to relive it with us. Kyle and Ashlyn, thank you so much for being here.
It's been a pleasure.
It's been fabulous.
So fun.
Yes. If you do not already,
go follow us at HU Student Pubs on social media. And if you have any thoughts, concerns, questions, reach out to us. Email hushockwave@gmail.com. Any parting words, guys?
Let this decade stay in this decade, and let's move forward and make more cool things.
And let's stream some more Ariana Grande, that's all.
And Taylor Swift.
All right. See you in 2020.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Ooh, Shockwave Radio.